Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Erotic Capital by Catherine Hakim, narrated by Lisa Cordleone. Introduction: Erotic Capital and the Politics of Desire. Anna lost her well-paying job in financial services, so she had to work hard at finding a new one. She ate less, exercised, lost weight, and looked 10 years younger. She went to the hairdresser, got her hair cut shorter, colored, and restyled, and she looked even younger and more lively. She went shopping, invested in an expensive new suit that showed off her new trim figure, and that made her look attractive as well as professional, and she wore it to all her job interviews. Anna felt confident wearing it. 3 months later, she had won a new job in consultancy paying 50% more than the old one. Anna works in the private sector, where appearances count rather more than in the public sector. But when it comes to looking better, anyone can do the same. Why would anyone not invest in and deploy an asset that supplements intelligence, specialist knowledge, and experience? People looking for a new job are often advised to rely on their social network to exploit their social capital, but updating your appearance and style can be equally effective. I coined the term erotic capital to refer to a complex but crucial combination of beauty, sex appeal, skills of self-presentation, and social skills, a combination of physical and social attractiveness.